Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Full 20-day fiancé.
Hello. Are you having trouble finding a mate? Are you thinking, man, people in my area, I don't vibe with them. I need something different. And have you also been one of these people who you could be like, hey, I see you. You're having trouble dating? I got some friends in California that would love you. Well, with my app, Friends in California, what we do is we allow people to make matches. So you update your profile as a lonely guy or whatever. Mostly, let's be real, it's mostly lonely, scary guys. And then with their bio, if you feel like you can match them with somebody locally, that's on you. And you can let the sparks fly right there. It's actually a fantastic app. We've been responsible for, at this point, no joke, 72 marriages, 13 children, and 7 murders. So it's a really fantastic product. I got friends in California, but thanks so much for having me. I am Sophia Alexandra.
Oh, wow. How many murders again?
7.
Okay.
Honestly, I think one of them should be like negligent homicide. That's just me. I'm not a lawyer, but
how many manslaughters though?
I'm gonna be real. The other 6 were straight up. They were straight murders. Those are 187.
Okay, so no manslaughters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I appreciate it's you just, for being honest.
It's just the other one is like they were getting drunk near a wheat thresher, like one of these industrial machines. Mm. And apparently they were trying to do a TikTok video and the dude fell in there.
That's a classic thrasher accident.
Yeah. Anyway.
And I'm not talking about skating.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. All right. I really gave up on that in the middle.
Yep. I love that though.
Hello. Have you ever thought that the hotels in your area were unacceptable?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Come
what?
To my app, Hotel California. It's an app where you can find hotels in California.
Wow. That's
it's pretty tight.
It sounds like it. Sounds like you're working on pretty tight budgets, too.
I mean, the point is, you don't have to try to meet someone in California and have an unfortunate relationship.
Right, right, right.
Not
right,
trying
right.
to talk about anyone in particular or anyone's service in particular.
Right.
I am saying mm-hmm. with Hotel California, Hotels California, you can proudly say, you are sleeping here. Thank
I love
you very
that.
Much. I am Miles Gray.
I love that. And I love that idea. And I love that you guys just stand up to modern search engines and search engine optimization and just being like, no, 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 we got it from here. We got it from here. Anyway.
We're more of a word of mouth kind of a vibe.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Okay. Well, good luck. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Hi. Welcome to this show. And it's called 420 Day Fiancé.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations. Mm-hmm. Today, we are talking about Before the 90 Days, And we've made it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Thank the Almighty. It Thank is Tell Almighty. All part two of season what now? 1,000,004?
Season five. Season five.
Yep.
Season That's five, episode said. 18, the Tell All part two. We're here. I think what we're doing is we're leaving or we're picking up where we left off last time, where we're in the midst of Keem and Usman. Basically, Kimberly just stormed off because we got the reveal, right? We saw that FaceTime call between Usman and Zara, where he's basically like, "You're the only woman I really ever loved," and shit, right after he dropped her off at the airport.
Yeah, you're also forgetting. He's like, Zara is young and attractive.
I really like that. Oh, damn. They really got you out here saying all that, huh, Usman? Okay. So that happened. And then the thing that Jamal said that he didn't want to have to do happened, which was, if you fuck with my mom, I'm going to have to deal with it. And like a good son, Jamal is there. His mom is outside. Look, he gets it. That wasn't really the best move, but that was real, man. Picking your mom up like that after some shit. I was like, oh my God, this part was the realest shit I ever saw. Like,
I have to say, I both was crying and also getting wet at him wiping the tears from under his mother's
Oh my
eyes.
God, that's wild to think about. That actually is a synchronicity bone.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Wild Rivers, the bonus.
Wild Rivers. Exactly. Man, shout out to that's a Wild Rivers bonus.
If you know.
Yeah, if you know, then you know you're from Southern California. But yeah, he was there for her. She's down bad. She just saw this. She's like, I can't believe I did all this stuff for him, Jamal. And he's like, I know. He's like, bring it in, mom. God damn it.
Cradled her and then, oh God, the wiping the tears. I cannot. He's such a good man.
So yeah, you know, honestly, that's a good son bonus, good child bonus. That's 32 million points, actually. And you know, he saw it. He foretold this. It was written in the stars, you know, but that's the thing sometimes. Sometimes you love people and even though they make the same mistake, sometimes you kind of gotta. Who else but you? Anyway, so
I have to say that Usman had one of my favorite lines that I think I'm going to start using when people interrupt me, which is, let me land.
Yeah, let me land.
Let me land.
Yeah. Woo.
It's like way less aggressive sounding than let me finish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now, let me land. Let me land is kind of nice.
Don't keep me up here in the air like that. I'm trying to bring the plane down. And it also suggests that it will be over. You know, in a different way. Not like, let me finish. But you'd be like, let me land. And then when we land, you can deboard the plane. You can go pick up your baggage at carousel number 3. And the Uber lot is actually, you're going to have to take a bus to that. It's an external lot. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, welcome to Los Angeles. yeah, that's what we can do. Just let me land. But yeah, he's got a way with words, that Usman. So they both come back after that cry outside, and they're just like, man, this shit's fucked up. Soulja Boy's energy is almost like Zara said she wants nothing to do with him, and now that Kimberly is also pissed, he's like scrambling to try and keep her. I was like, no, hold on. I didn't do anything. Hold on. Y'all got this all messed up. I would never cheat on her. So therefore, I still need two more PS5. I still want to be with you, Kimberly. Okay? Come on, baby. Kimberly, come on now.
Look, but Jamal, yeah. I don't know what it looks like right now, but yeah. I love your mom at least 4 controllers worth.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's real.
That's
from the heart.
People don't know, actually. That's the name of my new track. 4 controller lover. I'm a 4 controller lover. Kimberly, can you let me get smothered in your meat? That's my new single I'm working on. 4 controller lover.
I'm sorry, that was a quadruple controller bone. That's okay. Let me just do the. Oh, I don't have to do the math. I forgot. We have an algorithm. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
That's 400,000.
Thank you so much. But that's true. He's a 4 controller lover. That is, I remember when that used to mean something. For people who are, you know, for the support us on the Patreon and have access to the vault, you've heard us say this about Georgie and Darcy, that he's a different man than he was. What did you say, Sophia? Four boats? How many boats ago?
Four boats ago.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We can measure people in their purchases. That's all I'm saying. It kind of is possible because they're sort of like markers in time. But yes, he's a four controller lover. She's just destroyed. And he is also trying to make this weird point. He's like, okay, first of all, look, you think I'm a cheat on your mom? Because I can fuck at will, like anytime I want to. So like it's on site if I want to.
Oh, you think I'm going to cheat? Well, the pussy I'm surrounded by should make you feel more comfortable.
Right. Exactly. Can you believe it?
Sir, are you okay?
That's like me. My belly's empty, but I'm around all of this food because I only want to be with you or eat you.
Meow.
And everyone's sickened. And Ella's ass, she's just like, you just called her your girlfriend, and then you called Zara. Every time she spoke up, I was just like, what is wrong with you? You really? I get it's a subconscious thing because, of course, when you feel shitty about yourself, you need to put that energy somewhere else. It's damn sure not going to be ruminating on what you could have done different to be better or something. You'd be like, you know what? Yeah, us men, how could you? How could you? Mm-hmm. Don't look at me.
She's like, I feel like I have a lot of room to judge.
Right.
Because you may or may not know this about me, but I love Asian.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I feel like that alone says a lot about me as someone that A, has knowledge of things, mm-hmm. B, is not mm-hmm. judgmental or racist, mm-hmm. and, you know, C, also definitely isn't wilding out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. But this, you know, it is what it is. That's why we love to watch this.
I do love, though, that Kim said to Ella that she broke her heart when she cheated on Johnny. And that she has zero respect for her for that.
She had to chest pass that right back.
Your heart, Kim?
Yeah.
Not the
yeah.
fact that... I can't. I just can't. Please, go on.
So, no, I just like, there that one point, we see the, I was saying, we have the emergence of a new character, Hamza the Wise, okay? Because he's out here with his glasses on, and he's being like, I'd like to say something. I would just like to say that video is damaging, what we just saw right there. There were real emotions there. You could see that, Soulja Boy. It was clear that you were feeling something for this woman, and that is wrong. You should take care of this amazing Kimbali lady, okay? That's what you need to do. And I just like how this was like the beginning of him chiming in with some like very true things. It was essentially, you can't deny what was in that video, fool. And if mm-hmm. if you really give a fuck, then nurture this Kim thing. Anyway, should we move on to Ella and Johnny?
I like that Hamza wore what normally would be considered on these shows. Mm-hmm. Apology glasses.
Nah.
But for him, I have to say he came and they have now been rechristened wisdom glasses.
Wisdom glasses.
Round like an owl.
Right.
Really makes me trust a man.
Yeah. Just the end. Also, watch out. These are to protect your eyes, too. Because when I'm out here looking like the heat, it was like a drip enhancer.
It was.
Came in this whole, like, just like vest comp, you know.
And cool, he matched Memphis. It was just cute.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they know what they're doing. They understood they were on TV. They knew Sean wasn't going to pull up all busted in some gym teacher's, you know, free dress day outfit.
God damn. How is Sean always just looking like somehow just like the Oof. Finest every Oof. Time in a new like hair and outfit thing? I'm like, I didn't know you could do jewel tones like that. That was beautiful in that emerald dress.
What can't you do?
Girl.
And isn't she like, we forgot, like she's like a time traveler.
59 or
no.
something? 62, wasn't
she's
it?
She's like something, I was like, wow.
It was like in her 60s,
you're a time
I think.
Traveler. She's bless you. Anyway, so.
Blessed.
Back to this other thing. Ella and Johnny. that they're next. They're next in the hopper. So they show the clip in front of everyone, which is the guy who warned you last week. This guy came over and I had sex with him. And like they do the whole cheat thing again. They come back and like they're like, everyone's like, wow. Wow, what the fuck? Ella's like, you know, but right now we're so good now, luckily. But you know, touch is just, you know, my love language, you know, and he was gone for 2 years. Like I haven't, you know, it's been 2 years. So what am I supposed to do, right? Right? Everyone on my side? No?
I like that it seemed like Jasmine was going to be on her side because she's like, look, I'm also horny and right. far away from my man. And I totally get what you're saying. And then she's like, but get a toy. I was like, oh, that was a real 180.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's her love language and that justifies it. I need to be touched and it's been 2 years because I've, this person I've just forced into a mold of anime character I can have sex with. Just this whole project isn't going like the way I thought it would. But you know what? She fucking owned it though, as she keeps saying, as everyone's like, you're disgusting. Why are you treating him like this? This is so fucked up. She's like, but I owned it. You know what I mean? So.
I have to say. She sucks so bad. So I'm very sorry for what's about to come out of my mouth.
Oh no.
And it's that. Sadly, I feel like everybody else essentially has had, well, I guess not Memphis and Hamza, has had so much more damaging shit happen than like right. a woman who is single cheat on a man that's like far away and then tell him immediately about it. So yeah. I don't really, to me, I'm like, that's, I'm not saying she's right for doing what she did, but the fact that everyone is pearl clutching, I'm like, Kim, like an episode ago, you were forcing a man into sex with you through a PS5.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. And people want to say that, and they're just haters. I was doing what I do.
You were a predator hunting a 22-year-old that you're mad is 22 and not 24 because for some reason that makes you feel better. How are we looking at these people being like, yeah, Ella, you're disgusting.
Yeah. Well, again, that's everyone's reflex.
For her, like, I love Asian fetish, but.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, look. What were you saying?
No, I'm just saying that's how everyone has to get their guilt out on somebody. Like, that's just how it works. Whoever's turn, it's up there. Everyone can just project their shit and be like, ah, you're disgusting. Also, I'm mistreating the person I'm with and holding them emotionally hostage, but that's fucked up. That your like, ghost boyfriend
Gina leaked nudes. Are we really having this conversation? Ella, you're disgusting.
Well, you know, I think, again, that's why it just felt like the cleanest one for everybody to just be like, objectively, and I know I have dirty ass hands too, but that's fucked up, right? Right? Yeah, and it broke Keem's heart. Cool. And Johnny was like sort of saying like, look, I can handle some cheating, but damn, don't tell me about it. It was sort of his sort of take. And that's kind of like it is. I mean, like Japanese culture, too, I mean, saving face is so important. Like, it's like, look, just don't tell me what the fuck is going on. If that's what it is. Like, I can't even, I don't even want to live. I mean, I think a lot of just in general, people can't live like that, but they don't even have a relationship serious enough where it's like, yeah, look, if you're cheating on me, like, let's just not go there. It's like, y'all are not dating long enough for that to even be where you're at already. Like, that's also, this is, the whole thing is very, very freaky. So
she's just a spoiled little kid. And it's like when I did that Veruca Salt impression for her, it's like, but daddy,
right.
I want a Asian man now, right, daddy, right, now. Right, and he's like, right. But there's COVID. I have a son and parents. She's like, okay, I guess I can't even have someone here on my birthday. I guess I'll just fuck anyone else who's Asian in this chat room.
Oh my God. That was wild, though, too, when Sean was like, Ella, how would you feel if Johnny pulled that shit on you? And she's like, to be honest, I would understand. I would not have been mad or freaked out. In fact, I would say, thank you so much. That makes perfect sense. That's so normal. And then I would probably buy him something that he wanted from an Etsy shop that he's been kind of looking at for a minute. They make these like sort of custom Naruto headbands that are also a wig, which is kind of cool. It sort of makes it streamlines like the cosplay process. And then tell them that it's also okay that I cheated on them last week with the guy from Arby's. That's what I would say if that happened to me. That's what I would do if I heard something like that. I feel like that's a normal response.
Like, if this wasn't a trash pile where a bunch of raccoons were just pointing guns at each other, which is how I really view what's happening here. And then it's us just watching the raccoons shoot each other while we eat the trash that the raccoons are also eating and mm-hmm. shitting out at the same time. That's kind of how I view our relationship with the show. But anyway.
I mean, I see I think in that actual metaphor, I think we are the bacteria that breaks the trash down. I honestly think that's our role.
That's a beautiful way to think about us.
Like, we're integral to the trash because the trash has to...
the trash ecosystem that keeps it sustainable.
Exactly. It's an interaction. It's a chemical reaction between audience and show. That,
oh, I didn't know you were dropping bars. Okay.
Yeah, that we come together to acknowledge this miracle we call the trash. So that's what I would like to say, my honor.
I didn't know you were going to go all TI on me.
Oh, shit. No, come on now.
You gonna finger your daughter real quick to make sure.
Yo, did you see that clip of him harassing that comedian?
Of course, like, I did. All my Atlanta friends were like texting, and I were texting about it.
Yeah, that was anyway. Fuck that. Go on. So you were saying?
Okay. Well, I was just gonna say I am a trash human being, but if this was not a trash pile, they could have just had a regular ass conversation about like, hey, should we have an open relationship until you can come here? Because mm-hmm. he says like, oh, it's not really in my culture, but seems like she's really springing it on him now, as opposed to the only other time she brought it up to him as just a threat. I'm like, could have been cool to have like a convo about it before just doing this.
Yeah, right, right. I don't know. So she's just so funny. Like, again, her guilt is so transparent as she denies anything is wrong and it's all okay and don't worry about it. But then I like how queen of the fuckery Jasmine was also like, I have a question, Ella, because you got all this energy. I'm like, she was like, did you even like cheat on him? Or are you just lying to put some pressure on him?
I believe I asked that. So another reason to kill myself. Me and Jasmine are the same.
We were fluent in the same skill set. Oh, yeah, because I cheated on you, just so you know. Uh-huh. Oh, what? Are you serious? Yup, I did. With this dude. And, like, I met them, and then, like, we cheated. So, you know, you should probably call me your girlfriend. You know what I mean? Or else I'm going to be out here just doing this stuff. So Ella is doing that. But despite that accusation, she says no. She's like, no, I fucked.
She's like, I got it in. Did you not hear me?
She's like, no, for real. Like I kind of have to fuck. That was for real. I'm not proud of it, though. And Sean, again, she comes back. I love Sean in this tell-all. Because, again, this is where the juicy bits at the bag are. You know, it's drippy at the bottom. She's like, Ella, can I ask you something? Have you been with any other people since you cheated?
Huh?
Have you been with anyone since then?
Oh, yeah, like, I'm around people all the time. Like, today I went to Starbucks. I'm probably going to go play, like, Settlers of Catan later, so, like...
Settlers of Catan? Is that a new game? Oh, okay, you said Settle. Okay, I'm just checking, because it seems a little wobbly, because I was going to say, more specifically, what about on your birthday? Were you with somebody?
I just, like, did birthday stuff. It was, it's pretty good.
Who was there? Who did you spend your birthday with?
Just, like, you know, like... Like the birthday homies, you know, it was like a really good time.
Sound off. Who are the birthday homies?
So like, first off, there was me.
Mm-hmm.
And the place to be. There was also me.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, kind of like whatever. A part of it was like, just like whatever. This one guy came through. It's not important.
Hold on.
Like I was there.
This one guy came through because it sounds like somebody came out to see you on your birthday. Is that true, Ella?
I mean, like, is flying over to see somebody like coming through? If so, Sean, I guess, guilty as charged.
Is that like, I don't know if that's quote unquote coming through, to fly from across the country to then spend time with me is pulling up or coming through. But I guess in this, but yeah. Then she's like, okay, so where did he stay?
I mean...
At a hotel?
He stayed in another room.
Oh.
So I feel like, you know, where do you sleep, Sean?
In my own home with my partner. That's what I do. That's how I get down.
Convenient.
No, that's just normal. That's what I do because I'm in a relationship. Anyway, I want to ask, how did you meet this man, Ella?
I mean, I didn't like meet him or anything. Like,
oh, okay. What do you mean? What do you mean you didn't like meet him? So how did you even interact?
It was like we talked a little bit, but like it wasn't like anything. We were like friends. So
you're like friends. Okay. How did these friends meet? Where did you meet? Did you meet on the internet?
Yeah. We chatted a little bit. You know, just like on
where did
the
you
internet.
Chat? Specific website? A specific website you're using? Was it Facebook or was it a specific website where Asian
like
people
Facebook
and
Messenger.
White women go Asian, to meet up? Asian was it that? Messenger. Was it Asian chat? Was it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. It was Asian chat.
So you were on, I get it. You were on whiteonrice.com chatting away with somebody and getting real into it, weren't you?
Sorry, I'm into culture. Okay, Sean.
What's the okay? So she met this guy on fucking on the same shit. White ladies seeking Asian guys, and this was something that just didn't work out. It was just kind of on the side. So this is like a semi fling, apparently, right? Or like a potential spark that was just in the background. This guy comes through, as it were, to spend time with her because she's like everybody like bailed on me. So
it's
like,
my birthday. Always just says they're gonna come through and then they don't come through. And then this guy said, I'm gonna fly through. And I was like, okay, are you Asian? And he's like, yeah, I'm on Asian chat. And I was like, just send me a photo. And then he flew out.
My God. So sure. This whole time though, too, as she's explaining it, Johnny's like distraught. His like head is buried in his hands, like as all of this is like just unfolding in front of him. And now he's just like, he doesn't know what he can trust anything about anything anymore. And, you know, we're kind of left off of being like, maybe that was a little too far. He's like, but she knew like I would do that. So, wow. So towards the end of it, or what happens is they...
Oh, I just have to say also, Sean gets a Sauvage Bonbon.
Okay.
Which is not even because of her Michelle Obama arms and not even because of the way she wears that dress. Michelle the point Obama is, arms. Outside of all those things, she gets a Sauvage bonus because she says, after Ella says that she like chatted on a chat site, mm-hmm. she specifically makes her spell out. She's like, was it white women, Asian men chat?
Mm-hmm.
That's why Sean's a G, and she's hopefully will do these tell-alls forever.
Oh yeah, I think. I mean, they would keep me young. God, could you imagine? One day, I'm gonna put that on my dream board. We're gonna host a tell-all.
Yo, should we try to get Sean on the? She would.
And there's
do it, would
there's
she?
There's gonna be a literal fist fight if when we do the when we host the tell-all, we're gonna be like so messy. We're like, Mike, like you were talking wild shit about Nelsie. Like we actually have a scene where you talk about how much of a, I think a bitch you said she was. John, mm-hmm. check this out. And then we're going to do stuff like that and be like, so what's good, Mike?
And then while you're saying that, I'm walking around and pouring everyone more wine.
Right.
Just waiting for shit to go down. You're like, and not go, white, red. I'm looking for splashes.
Oh, wow. Ruining people's shit. Yeah. Because that's a weapon. You know what I mean? Because that shit stains. So you come around with the red one. And also you give people big solo cups because we're doing this shit fucking jank ass. And
you're know
like,
we
oh,
are.
And they're like, oh, no, please, that's too much. And you're like, it's literally you're over pouring. Like people's solo cups are like pouring over. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. It's a whole side thing. We're like, and I'm like, do you want to smoke this blunt really quick, Hamza? Oh, hit this, bro. You never hit some shit like this. Okay, now moving on.
Okay,
Gino
now
and Jasmine.
That everyone's relaxed.
Right.
And then we like spring some shit on them.
Gino, I'll give you three racks right now to take your hat off in front of everybody.
Yo, and I'll be like, and I'll add one if you let me shave the back of it.
Ow, and what we do is we're gonna put a 360 cam on your head. Are you good with that, Gino? Can you get down with that for three racks?
And then we sell the hair.
Oh, yes.
For charity,
for charity, for charity.
We're not monsters.
Exactly. So anyway, there they are. They're
regardless,
having a
Sean, if you would ever find out about this and would ever want to come through.
I'll give you questions for free. You know what I mean?
Sean, can you fly through real quick
and just fly through this podcast? Let us Zoom? Come through. Yes. Let us know. But yeah, after their like little segment wraps with Johnny and Ella, we do a thing where like we see him on FaceTime and she FaceTimes him. And then this dude's like, hey, it's okay, you know, it's all good that you don't give a fuck about this relationship really at all or me. So I still want to meet you and make it all come true. And I'm like, these people are so lonely. It fucking hurts. And like, if they end up together, this is one of those ones that ends with a murder. Somebody getting murdered. If those two people like actually get married or something and like it doesn't happen, if it does, it's, I just feel like either somehow a miracle or untold forms of misery. That's my
vision. I don't think it would end with a murder. I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. It would end with seppuku.
No, I don't think Johnny.
The samurai way.
Cares that much about Ella, okay. Honestly. And right, I think he's kind of pragmatic. And right. I think she cries too much to be like good at killing.
Mm.
Like you have to know when to cry.
Yeah.
And it's not because.
Did you like.
you didn't have someone to hang out with. On your birthday because some people canceled and you had to like make a backup plan in advance somehow right. With a stranger.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. I'm sure they're not together, but I don't even have the energy to care or search that. Moving on. Actually, before we move on, let's take a fucking break and we'll be right back after this.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Play directly.
Look at me with this joint. I am Tokyo.
You token, yo. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Twitch.tv. Yes. /420dayfiance. Apply directly to your head. You got to come to the Twitch stream on Mondays. It's wonderful. It's a good time. Join us, will you? Join us at Sicily, which is a restaurant on Sepulveda and Ventura. But they had a commercial where the owner used to say that. Anyway, welcome back. Let's move on to Gino and Jasmine. Not just my obscure references to Sherman Oaks. The revenge porn sequence plays. That's the part they go, you know, Gino and Jasmine, let's take a look at some of the problems you had, especially as the double Dutch bus. Okay. Hi,
this
can you get my walker?
You know, we are old.
Hey, can you bring me my walker, Texas Ranger? Okay, I'm on out of here. Goodbye. Oh, shit. Just take us to pop culture, carceral island. Okay, so them. We see their revenge porn shit go down. They replay the scene. Everyone's like speechless. And they come back again. They show these people like they're worst. And they always come back on the person who looks the worst out of that sequence. So it's Gino. And he's like, first of all, they weren't nudes. So they weren't nudes. They had titty in them, but they're not nudes, you know? I'm sorry. Are we going with like a European sensibility over what is, I guess, nudity and what isn't? Or are you just denying what you're doing? And he really fucking goes down this path because he knows he looked like a straight up scum. That's like the scumbag move of the century to be just send, like, what the fuck are you doing? Revenge? Like, you're preemptively revenge porning Jasmine while revenging your ex to be like, look what I got now. And he says, well, there was, the problem was I was selecting pictures.
Oh,
and
my God.
And then they accidentally sent, and that's, why?
Only one of the pictures was actually topless, so it's because of my slippery fingers.
Yes, yes.
And then Jasmine comes in, and she's like, okay, real quick, there were three pics. How slippery was that finger?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Were you fingering a snail right before you were sending me those texts? Because it was, and then she breaks it down. She's like, it was text, picture, text,
Yeah.
Picture, text, picture. So that was accidentally six times? Okay.
Yeah, and I know how that seems. But I don't know how it happened. I just didn't mean to send it. So so he goes on this whole thing. This man, again, he is so fucking deceptive. Again, I'd say the refusal to ever be seen hatless is a physical manifestation of that. Like, I don't know. Keep my back patch going, though. And this whole time, we got Benjamin suddenly coming in, Captain Save a Bro. And he's like, hey, man, it looks like you could use the healing word of God, bro. Can I hit you with some of that? What I want to say to you is you need to spend some time reading the scripture. Also, just spend some good money on therapy. You know, that's what you really need to do right now. And then he starts trying to lecture fucking Kim and Ella and shit. And everybody's like, huh?
And then they cut to Ben and like a talking head being like, so yeah, actually, I used to do a lot of couples counseling in my role as a pastor.
Right.
Guess I should have counseled myself, though, because I got a divorce. Anyway, back to telling these people what to do.
Now, back to Lot's wife. Have you heard of Sodom and Gomorrah? Okay, let's talk about this. So this dude, he really now, you know how like, I feel like I always use this like example of like, you know that like first semester back from college when you're talking to your friends who didn't go to like you went to old like your old school with and you're trying to flex your new one semester of college brain when you're like, oh yeah, bro, let me tell you about y'all heard of Emil Durkheim, okay, and dropping that kind of shit.
Like you're coming in, you're like, I don't know if you know this, but America was founded on slavery.
Yeah, bro. So. Think about that. And I'm looking at you. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm black.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just saying there's always like room to learn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think, yeah, for everybody. Yes, that's true. But I mean, not everyone needs to learn the same thing. But yes, that is true. We all have a different path to walk and we are on that. But thank you. Thank you, man. Does that make you feel a kind of way about some of the stuff you said in high school? No?
Huh? What kind of stuff?
What do you mean? All right. What's up, my Blasian? Fried chicken and fried rice? You know, I see you, bro.
Oh, that wasn't me. That was...
The fuck?
That was my best friend, Caden.
That was Caden, bro.
Mistake.
So Ben got that, like, middle-aged man who did, like, two therapy sessions energy when he's like, the thing about therapy. You're like, bruh. Come on now.
Stop. Once you maxed out your free sessions with your health insurance, you stop going. You don't even know how that shit ends.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Jesus Christ. So anyway, he's doing what he has to do. He's doing what he tries to do. Good for him. So shall we move on to speaking of which?
Yeah, because now we move on to roasting Ben as part of the Ben Mahogany
Ben
storyline.
Come the fuck on down, my guy. So first of all is Hamza the Wise comes in again and he's like, hey, I just have a question. How come, I mean, you said you love him so much. Why were you not there to pick him up? And you're like, that's very true.
I love Hamza.
I think you got, excuse me, I'm burping. Because I'm just so taken aback at the efficiency of that question. That just speaks right to the heart of the matter because you're like, hold on, y'all love each other. So why weren't you there? And she's like, I texted him actually and I called him. And then he was just like, I'm going to come find you.
Yeah. How long was it when he contacted you to when you texted him back?
Let me just check. It was 48 hours, about 2 days.
Holy
she said
fuck, that's
two
cold.
Fucking days. Okay. Okay, two a days. But yeah, he's got it's been two fucking days since they spoke to them. And, you know, she then goes on. She's like, you know, I'll admit it. I lied about my age by 1 year. But, you know, I just don't like to share all my details with like people that I meet online. And Ben's like, Mahogany, I just want to say that it was 2 years or more. According to mi corazón, what is going on. But I don't know how then when like Sean was like, okay, so would that mean it made a difference if it was 2 years, bro? Like, are you put off? And he's like, well, look, if I was a reasonable adult, I wouldn't have even been in this situation. But since for how horny I am, no, that would not have made a difference for how horny I am for Maugani.
Okay, quick question, Ben. So,
yeah.
Why did you send her $1,000?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you didn't know anything about her and she was too young and all the other stuff you're saying.
And that's a great question. And I asked that to Christ the other day is why did I give this wayward young lady $1,000? And I just felt that this was something that I had never felt over text to be so horny. From just seeing a heart eyes emoji plus a rose, that I was like, I think this is love. So I gave her the $1,000. I love Usman who comes in. He's like, I love Benjamin. Holy shit.
That's a real male friendship bonus.
Oh my God. I love him. Well, he's also like, man, he's like, you like African guys? Is there all right, he's like, I love you, got a sister who's just as wayward and just loose with the cash like that, would love to meet her. But yeah, he sent the money because again it was so lit, but then everybody's like, but that you didn't have a call, y'all didn't FaceTime. It's like, well, she was shy and she didn't want to, so that's how I felt. And then she said, I asked to borrow the money, okay? I wanted to pay it back, which is what you say when you have too much pride to be like, yo, I'm broke. I need $1,000. I look said, in my heart, I'd pay you back.
Huge difference, actually.
Now, what would be interesting is, did somebody say, oh, did you pay it back? Do you have plans on? I mean, not to like shade you or whatever. I'm not trying to shame you for needing some cash, but like, what's going on? Like, is it really like that? Or you need to get your.
But she better never pay him back because he's so shitty.
No.
I hope she gets so much more money out of him.
Oh, 100%.
But then Ben's friend Jessica
pulls up
and she's like, hey, so real quick, you're too shy, huh? You're too shy to talk to Ben. Oh, yeah, I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I found you on Instagram and Facebook, and it's all bikini shots and other provocative photos.
Oh, shit.
But you're too shy to video chat with the man you're supposedly in love with?
Also, ask
your
parents.
You better look at your reflection in the gold buckle on my belt.
This, it's supposed to evoke Gucci, okay? She does say, you know, she makes other good points, like, hit your parents up for a loan, right? Like, what's going on there? Because we started to see receipts, like, she went to some, like, acting class or conservatory or some shit. Like, she's definitely into acting. That's a certainty. But she's also just, like, they're such a bizarre couple, but Jessica goes on to sort of like, as she's sort of like scrutinizing this whole thing where she's like, nothing is tracking with you. It doesn't make sense. And then like Mahogany's like,
the thing that she thought didn't make sense was this and not the million other things. Why would you be like, I can't believe that you didn't want a video chat with a 52-year-old man from another country, but you are comfortable posting a photo of yourself whenever you want. That you get to have complete control over.
Right.
Are those things even remotely like similar?
Yeah. Well, look, we don't know. That's why I'm like, we really need to get to the bottom of this. That's, you know what's also shady as fuck? That Sean didn't say, Maugani. Oh, I always hit that one. Maugani, can you please explain that apartment? Did we get any kind of explanation about that apartment?
No bunk bed explanation, no surfboard explanation, no, there's no photos of you or your family explanation, no, why did you say your parents slept there, but then they didn't? But then also, there's your bed doesn't look like it's a person's bed, and there's nothing on the walls.
Oh, it's because I just can't stand, like, I'm anti-art. It's really a weird take. I'm sorry. I just can't have stuff on the walls. I'm sorry. But yeah, I think that's where, like, we need all of the... the answers at that point, because that's when you know. I'm like, because they're damn sure willing to be like, oh, you didn't message this person? Like, how the fuck did y'all fucking know that shit? Because they know what the fuck is going on. That's why I'm like, oh, they can't give up what the fuck is really happening with these people. And that the whole thing's a fucking weird setup, which is odd because this is the thing, too. He talks about that he went back to Peru. He's like, and then I had to go back. I had to show her that who I am, no cameras. I'm still a horny, freaky Christian guy with great chest muscles. And that's what I went down there for.
I'm the man from that train story I told her earlier, and I needed to remind her.
Right. Exactly. I don't know. See, I had to just show her what was going on. So I get down there. She was going to meet me at the restaurant. She stood me up at the restaurant. Then I went to the beach. I ran into her in the beach. She was very cold. And then we left. Then the next day, she vanishes again from the hotel we're at, and I can't get a hold of her. Then I ran into her again. I told her everything that I was feeling, and then she told me she loved me forever. And now we're together. What?
Why did he stalk her after someone stops meeting you anywhere? The airport, a restaurant, another restaurant, a third restaurant. Maybe you just like pack your shit and go home because that person's telling you they don't fuck with you.
Right.
Why are you going to the beach to try to track her down? That is stalker behavior. You're 52. Go home.
I ran into
fucking kids.
I ran into her. As in, when I finally closed the distance between her and I tackled her to the ground. And we technically ran into each other, okay? That's what happened. So that's his take on it. They're married. The whole thing's fucking weird. Who are the parents? Why were they not there? Why didn't we hear from
nobody
else?
Wait, they're not married. They're just dating.
I mean, not married. They're together. Or I thought they were. We saw, like, pictures online of them together.
Well, what it was is they showed videos that he took during that trip.
Right.
Where they're, like, kissing and being lovey-dovey and whatever. And then she dramatically goes, wow, Benjamin, I didn't know you were filming all of that. I'm like, he's doing it from above with a phone you're looking into?
Yeah.
What do you mean you didn't know he was filming it?
If they think this is something the fans want to see a spinoff of, you are sorely mistaken. We don't want to see and no disrespect, but like her acting level is fucked up. And nobody's buying it. So the whole thing is like uncanny when you watch it. And he's just like so robotic and horny with the love of our Savior, who, by the way, who died for our sins coming up this Sunday. I hope you guys really take that into account when you guys are doing your weird stuff out there. That like nobody's invested in this. But there is like speculation that they're potentially, I don't know, that there is stuff happening with them and happening with also Mike and Jimena. And I'm like, bro, we don't need none of that.
Nobody wants to see any of that shit ever.
Dump
again.
Them out. Pour them all out. You can pour them all out. Pour them all out. Sorry,
pour
TLC.
Pour them out.
It's hard to yell with the trash in your mouth. So, sure. They're back together. She's acting surprised by it. But yeah, I think, again, this is also a moment where somehow Kim was like, and look, I'm happy for you guys, but I'm going to be real. You're getting played by this. Yeah, you're getting played by this young lady, okay? That's what's happening, Ben. I'm so sorry. And your relationship is like the worst one here. I said, hold up, seventh grade motherfucker. What the fuck was that? Your relationship is the worst one here? That is... that shit made me laugh so hard because that really was some junior high shit to say. And it's like, and honestly, like, dude, like your diorama is like the worst one here. So, oh, okay. Sorry, fucking just finish him. Hit him with that one.
Also, basically, I think Mahogany's retorts and like her trying to like clap back were really weird because I think she was still trying to pretend that she wasn't like as fluent in English as she was.
Mm-hmm.
So occasionally she would like switch to Spanish for effect and then like she'd go back and it just was not believable in any way.
Yeah.
And when Jessica came for her and said, like, oh, so why are you wearing bikinis and being a human being that is in control of your own social media instead of video chatting an old man on command? What she says is, oh, I understand you, Jessica. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm young and you're old, so I'm really embarrassed for you.
My God.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jessica is like 30-something. 22-year-olds or 4-year-olds or 22-year-olds are a savage. Dude.
Right. So, whatever. They're fucking together, I guess. Then there was like this moment where like Memphis had to take off because she was having a headache. She's like, I gotta get out of here. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Then they show
Wait,
like
you're skipping over. It gave me like pervert vibe.
Oh, I forgot about the yes from Jasmine. You're giving me like pervert vibes. Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Yeah, resident pervert.
By how reasonable you are when you're not completely unhinged.
Honestly, this is giving me pervert vibes. I don't know. I'm not saying it is, but that's designers. It's giving me pervert vibes. Okay, carry on. And then you started seeing like that. It's clear Ben is like telling Jessica one thing, but then also telling Mahogs another shit, like another side of the story. So when they meet each other, they're both like, well, he hates you. What? But you told me. And she said, but how did say? And yes, because he's lying to both of you. Okay. He took 2 dates to the prom and it got to the point where y'all met at the punch bowl and it got
awkward. Get though, because I would have been so pissed if I was Jessica too, and it would have been really hard for me to control myself.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been like, this motherfucker, I've been listening to this bullshit for how long?
Yeah.
And now you're dragging me to this woman you don't even know?
She's like, I should sue you, Ben. Like, you know, my husband and I got divorced because of you. Like, because when you would talk to me, my libido vanished. It just catalyzed a lot of things. And every time you'd open your mouth, I just wanted to be launched into the air. And wherever I land, I land. So.
But I love that Ben thought that he could, like, solve the whole saying one thing to one person and contradicting it with the other person by going, well, look, Jessica.
Right.
You know what? You know, it's not one or the other, okay? You're dramatic.
Yeah.
And you give good advice. So what? I feel like I'm in the clear here. You love drama. You're nice to me. You love drama. And you like don't really probably say the right shit because you just love drama. But also, I like you as a person. So I don't know. What's the problem? It's both.
Yeah. That's it. That is what it is. So... Hey,
she gets so mad.
You contain multitudes.
And delusional.
She fucking hated it. I'm like, you could tell she was like, I can't believe this fucking pervert vibes motherfucker really just did this shit again. Okay, fuck is it? So that ends up being pretty explosive. Then they ask, Mahogs, are you boyfriend and girlfriend? And she says, well, he needs to prove more. But I guess maybe. And then... there's an apology from Jessica. She's like, I'm sorry, dude. She's like, I'm just sorry. This guy's just a piece of shit. And I'm pretty much done with him. She's like, oh.
She's like, please learn my lesson. Get the fuck out of here, Mahogs. Because this is a bad relationship. He's a piece of shit. Like,
right.
Anyway,
yeah.
You know.
You don't want any of this.
Jessica out. Friendship's over.
Yeah. Bye. You don't want to fuck with he. That's really what she's saying. So then Memphis takes off, they go to the break, and then we cut backstage, and like Gino, Ben, and Kimberly are all like, you know, Mike is such a good guy. You know, he's such a good guy. He needs our support, you know, like he really, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for him. Can you believe that? And I'm like, yo, bro, this dude is also trash, y'all. You're fine, whatever. You see him, you're like, I mean, based on this very like one-sided understanding of what's happening, I feel so bad for him. And look, Jimenez is no saint, but Mike is not a victim of anything here. And Mike is sweating during this next part. He's like, yeah, I got to go up. And then, like, you know, Nelsie and John, you know, Nelsie doesn't play around, especially with, like, the Latinas, because she speaks Spanish also. And so it gets pretty intense. And I don't want any bad stuff happening. I don't even have my Batman watch today. But I do have this oversized suit where the shoulders are too wide and the sleeves are too long, but they're just, if I bend my arms enough, it can hide how overly long the sleeves are. It's kind of, whatever, I don't want to bring attention to it.
It's a so, life hack, and also I am wearing Batman underwear, so I feel a little safe.
He loves that Batman watch. He loves that Batman watch.
I have to say that, sorry, I lost where I was at. Oh, so yeah, it's hard to hear all these, this panel of insane people say that Mike is a good guy over and over again. And like, my heart is breaking for Mike because Ximena doesn't love him. When the entitlement that they think that he has to her, which is what Kim keeps saying. He's like, hey, he paid good money for this pussy, okay? He is owed it.
Yep, exactly.
If that's what your argument is, yo, against all the shady shit that Ximena has done, you're like crazy.
Patriarchy Avengers assemble. We got to defend this person real quick. We got to pull up in the name of backwardsness. So we're seeing all this. Everyone thinks, again, like he's like supporting Ximena out of love. It's an arrangement at best that he's sort of like mapped. He's put this like weird skin of a relationship on top of Memphis. Apparently, meanwhile, she said she has to go. She's like, yo, I started puking. I got a headache. I'm like, yo, you got the vid or something? What's going on, girl? What the fuck? Are you okay?
She's pregnant.
I don't know. Did we find out? I'm sure we'd know by now because like this tell all must have been a couple
weeks
ago.
I don't follow, as you know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Someone makes me aware, but
she is going to, so she left, but Hamza the Wise does stay. And we get this like quick segment where they talk to Hamza. And really, it's just, there isn't much to say because you kind of need Memphis there to really talk about it. So it's just sort of like, yeah, I'm in the US now. Yeah, I met the baby 5 weeks after it was born. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm wearing clean sneakers. Look at these, brand new. You know what I mean? Doing my thing.
Yeah, being a dad's cool. Love the baby.
When the way he
Thank you so much for having me.
When they showed that clip of him being like, I'm going to be a father.
He's like, so sweet.
It's like, wow. So cool, man. I like so the fuck with that. Get that. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll get to Mike and Ximena after
Finish
this.
It all up.
20 day fiance. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. I just told a whole story. Man, y'all need to go to the stream.
You don't even know.
You miss out on a whole other show when we're just like talking shit in between about our lives, like the movie Speed. And Copaganda. And
various kinds of Copaganda.
Okay. So back to the show. Mike and Ximena, they are here. Just out here. Just it's their time to now. Let's put the spotlight on them. For their clip, they show the absolute shit show like that was going on where Mike's like crying and he's like,
do it. It's stupid.
And he thinks that when she says this is stupid, that she called him stupid, and then he just points at her and then at himself, and he's like, too stupid, stupid,
Oh my gosh. So he fucked up. Everyone's like, what the fuck? And she's like, get the fuck out of my house. Show you what stupid is. And so we come back. We're like, first of all, did she get the breast augmentation?
I was looking and 100% she did.
I was trying to figure it out.
Which is why I think she's still with him.
That's what I mean. I was like, okay, so you went with the hesitation to secure the augmentation.
Exactly. I think that's what was happening. Oh, that's merch.
I mean, we all know that's obviously wisdom that comes down here. But I really was, I was trying to be like, I don't know, like, is it like a push-up bra type thing? Or because we all know that's another huge cost on Mike's tab. So this is the whole thing with them. The way it's sort of framed or perceived by everybody from all the cast members is Mike is this guy who's doing his best to just be with this woman that he loves so much, who's lying to him just to get all this money from him and, you know, leading him on with all this. And that felt like everyone's outrage operated from this place. And every time I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, you didn't hear the first part where he was like, he met her in a very transactional sense. And then that was the basis of him trying to evolve this relationship further. Was I the only one who was there?
Did we watch the same fucking show is the question.
Well, of course, right?
And I really think we have to rethink the priorities when a woman wants a man to leave her house.
Right.
I really don't want a Kim to pop up and say, well, he pays for that, so he can stay.
Yeah.
How about a woman that's there with her mom and sister and her children? If she feels like someone should leave,
right,
they need to leave.
Yeah.
Maybe we just consider that a rule that overrides capitalism just for one fucking minute.
Okay, Harriet Beecher Stowe. What is this, Seneca Falls? What do you think, women should be, like, voting next? No, honey. Sorry, babe. Mike, I got ladies in California that are so down to be just automatons that get fucked, if that's what you're looking for. So we kind of dig into them. He says they're back together as a couple. She's like, he's like my boyfriend. We're talking, I guess. You know, that's kind of what's going on. I mean, we both have some stuff we can change. Yeah. And then we see Jasmine. She comes in. She's like, look, I'm going to be real. Like, she's pretty bitchy. She doesn't love him. And she's like, yeah, I don't love him. We're like, okay, right, good, good.
She also was like, yeah, I am totally a bitch.
Yeah, okay. That's a transparency bonus, I'd say.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody being duplicitous here right now. It's being said out loud. I don't love him. And yeah, I've been bitchy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm very rude. Why lie?
Yeah. Why do that? Why even front at this point? And I, again, for the record, I don't love him. But no one was sure. So she keeps saying that. Jasmine is even like, Mike, you know, she's letting you know what it is, which I'm like, thank you, Jasmine. You know, some try and speak to this man like you're just saying, hi, did you hear that phrase that was said out loud about you? And then Kim was coming in saying, like, he's such a good dude. You know, what more do you want? What more do you want than someone who doesn't fart like one of the first times they make out with you? I mean, look, I don't think that's bad, but
everybody was like, no, look, you know, everybody farts. It's like, yeah, that wasn't the issue. The issue is he's known this woman for 5 minutes. She wants a little bit of romance before the farting starts.
Yeah. And, but you know, you gotta fart. What are you going to do? You know, that's for each couple.
Do the DAR sound.
Oh, what, I mean, algorithm?
Hey, what you going to do?
That's what you're going to do. But again, Ella is sort of coming in again. We have the Avengers have to assemble. She's like, you told him to change all this stuff and you still don't love him. What do you want? And he's like, you could even learn how to speak Spanish. And she's like, yeah, speak English. Did you catch that part when Ella said that?
Of course I did.
I was
how
like,
how could you not?
Here she goes. The ambassador of cultural sensitivity for the Western Hemisphere, Ella, the fuckface, now, like, speaking English.
There's one thing I've learned about loving Asia. It's that you have to say English.
Yes.
In a really dehumanizing way, okay?
Yeah.
That's what I learned.
That's what you know, and you have to say it like this. You talk slow because them brain not work. So, you told to change all this stuff. Okay, we're like, okay, thank you, Ella. Now, please, look, I love the Crocs, but come on, girl, you're going to be on TV. You know what I mean? And you're not like, your outfit isn't wavy enough where you're like, oh, okay, you're wearing the Crocs. I'm sorry I had to go there, but please go to the rear of the shot, please. So,
that's a petty bone.
I mean, look, I got time for her. And then, you know, The thing is so weird is that everyone looks at, again, like I said, all of this outrage you hear at this time is they act like this is a guy who fell in love with some lady at a bar while he was on vacation, and then they had a romance, and then now she's slowly bilking him for money. Again, began as a transactional relationship, and now he's just force evolving it into paying more money for a different kind of cam show, which is like better than VR because it's IRL. Pretty sure that's essentially what this is. And he's like, but I'm cool with you having kids, so like that should be like a fucking gentleman's discount or some shit, I think is like another part of it. You can tell he's
because he always talks about the kids, like, you know, because he loves to, you know, put that, hold that thing over her head.
Just how a good father would.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I like that Usman comes in with, like, he's like, hey, Usman comes in. He goes, hey, I have a really important question that no one's asked. And that is, did she use voodoo on Mike?
I love that. Yes.
And he repeats it. He's like, no, I'm serious. Someone fucking addressed the voodoo question. And then,
Hamza,
the white friend with the lipstick tattoo.
Mike, or John.
Yeah, he goes, her vagina did the voodoo.
Yeah, we're like, okay, open mic comic. Can you fucking...
He really felt like he went up there and he did something. He Dane Cooked him.
I know. I was like, dude, shut up, lips tattoo. You've already said everything with your tattoo and your sick ass Honda like Civic. And I'm not shading it because I fuck with the Civic Si, bro. That's shit. That's fucking the shit, bro. It's on airbags. Fuck yeah. Is that an 04? Yeah, dude. SI's back then. Fucking lit, bro.
I don't fuck with that Birdman tattoo though.
Yeah, I mean, look like that's his thing. But I like how then we have Hamza the Wise rather, coming in once more. Just telling it like it is. You are under some kind of spell. This is bad. And this will never work as this relationship is. Just boom. Fucking letting them know, bro. And then he's just like, I'm out. And all he left was a pair of translucent glasses. Look at him. Looking like Marc Jacobs in 02. I see you.
No. No.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And then we see Ximena get mad and walk off.
Right.
And then for some reason come out in an outfit change.
Yeah, I
Is
wonder.
It because she was feeling the new titties so much, she was like, I got to give them two looks.
She's like, let me halter this top real quick.
Like,
let me show you something.
Right?
Hold on.
That?
Oh, how am I doing? Oh, I'm doing good. I just changed shirts. I don't know if y'all saw that, but what's up, y'all? What's that? Molly. Yeah, that's my homegirl Molly because I need a new bra. Okay. I think you know what time it is, y'all. Let me upgrade them. So she's out here with the outfit. I think because she stormed off, she may have, I don't know if she was really playing that, like, I'm off this shit. Like, she got out of her, like, show clothes and that was like her I'm out of here clothes. And then she had to come back because they're like, hey, we'll give you more money. Okay. Just please come back.
It seemed like the get out of here clothes were nicer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. This is something you like to see with him. He's out here getting his way, but then his friend Nelsie, his arch nemesis friend Nelsie, comes through where he's, you know, Nelsie's had his back the whole time. She's always telling him, you know what? I want to let y'all know. Like, she's like, I've been telling you, Mike, this was a problem from the get-go. And if you were actually looking for companionship, this isn't the place. And I understand you're literally in too invested in this. But again,
shut up, Nelsie.
Oh my, yo. When he said that, I was like, yo, John.
The same thing. I was like,
everybody
better check your fucking.
But Nelsie
friend.
Checked him too. She's like, yo, don't tell me to shut up. And she handled it. She handled it. And he was like, well,
she
then.
She handled it and stormed off. But I, as his friend, would have been like, hey, she handled it. But I just want you to know.
There should be, two sources of smoke in that,
you
in that instance.
You team up and say, guess what?
Yo, I'm like, yo.
Mm-mm.
Oh, bro.
We are here on this trash pile smelling the trash.
Right.
Because we care about you. And the juice is literally going up our pant legs and soaking all the way to our underwear. So truly, we are doing you all the favors. You better be fucking nice to me and Nelsie.
Oh my God. So they
like, no,
they're all, it's all chaos. She leaves and Nelsie ain't got time for that. And even though I love how then when she was just like, don't tell me to shut up. He's like, well, then just get out of here. She's like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna go. Then this whole thing keeps going. She's gone. I like how John's like, hola, Ximena. It's John. Would you want your sons to go through what you're doing to Mike? She's like, no, never.
Right away, she was like, oh, nunca.
No, that, never that. No. And everybody's getting super emotional at this point. And again, like, everyone is sort of half crying, but they're like, will you give it a chance, though, when he comes down and you go to Cartagena? Will you give it a chance, please? Please? Please give it a chance. They do, they don't, I don't know. Everyone is like...
She says she'll do it, blah, blah, blah. And then everyone says, stop crying, Mike, she's coming.
Right.
This is... Which I'm like, you were just on his side a second ago, but now his emotions are too much. Whatever, everyone's such a fucking terrible person. And then Hamza, who is such an angel, says, Mike, listen to your heart.
Yeah, 100%. Listen to your heart.
But I'm like, that's not good advice.
But that's not, no. Because honestly... He's
horny in there.
He's like addicted, though. You know what I mean? Like, this dude is so, like, you can tell this motherfucker looked like he turning into the fucking werewolf and shit. He's like, what do I do? Like, it's fucking, he's down bad. And she fucking with his head, and his friends are trying to tell him, I think we've all been there. I think most show, like, even you look at how Rainer and Debbie look at Darcy. They're like, Darcy, we can't keep doing this. She's like, I'm sorry. Like, I bought my own engagement ring for $10,000 down. Down. But we digress. At the end of the show, though, Mike calls him in on FaceTime. And he's like, yo, she's like, why the fuck do you have that bitch Nelsie on talking to me and shit? And he's like, I'm sorry.
They
I'm
also
sorry.
Called, like, John Lipstick King Birdman was like.
Yeah.
He was like. Watch, he's going to call her immediately, like the second we wrap here. He's going to call and apologize.
Exactly.
And guess what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring. Ring, ding, dong. Ring, a ding, 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 dong.
Dong.
Keep the hairs ringing. So, yeah, he apologizes on just like clockwork. And they just said, we're just going to block the haters out. Again, damn. You know, like... You know when your friend does, like, I'm sure we've most people have had those friends where you're like, this is not good for you, either of you, and y'all are still dating. And then they go into the let's block the haters out, Bonnie and Clyde mode. Oh, boy. And this is the one that there's a rumor that they have a spinoff show being shot, potentially.
Ben?
No, fucking Mike Jimena and Jimena. Mike. And then she also got a new man, and then she had a Mike tattoo that she covered up. Yeah, so...
So they saw the racist stuff about him and didn't give a shit about that, I guess?
This
like long term?
This is TLC.
No, I know, but I feel like they shouldn't have been so public
about it. Well, this is the thing. I think that's all speculative. Like, there's nothing, like, necessarily where they're like, there is a show happening. But people suspected because, like, there was still movement happening and she was, like, also doing IG lives and shit. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I guess no one really knows what the fuck. They're doing once the like you're in the reality bubble. It's like could be for yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. But whatever. The most important thing is that Ben has a Harley Davidson jacket that almost made me cry.
Oh my, yo, that was so good. Like he bought that shit at the airport to look cool. Like he needed a New York jacket is what happened. He didn't have anything. He's like, I'm going to New York, and this is the official Harley Davidson store. This is actually really cool. This is a official trademarked item, and this is what I was told a biker would wear if they were on a Harley Davidson. So that's going to be cool. That's exactly
what he's
doing.
He's so embarrassing. And the way he hugged people was like, he really isn't comfortable with hugging men, but he did it anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. It's just a really strange vibe that I got. I'm like, those hugs are not.
Yeah.
Woo. They're not right. Woo. And then as if you couldn't top the Harley jacket, which really I didn't think after that. I was like, oh, I'm done here. This is everything I really needed to cap this night off. Then they go to Ella and she says, I don't want to brag, but me and Johnny are the most stable couple here.
The most stable
the man
here.
You've never met
oh
already
my God.
Cheated on. Okay.
It's a beautiful thing. God, what a time. They really dragged us through all that.
And really, they disappeared. What's her homegirl? Alina, too. That whole time, they're like, nah, and we don't talk about her anymore. Yeah, she left the family. But the new season starts this Sunday, April 17th.
Shit. They're not even going to give us any downtime, are they?
They better fucking not. An empty dumpster is an unhappy dumpster.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
I guess I'm always afraid that it's going to be like so much old shit that I'm going to be like, ugh.
Well, so the next season coming up is a OG 90 Day Fiancé. But here's the thing. We got some repeat couples, okay? The big one being Ari and Binyam.
Nope.
But we've got
some... There's a child involved. Nope.
What we have is Patrick from Austin and Thais from Brazil, Yvette from New Mexico and Mohammed from Egypt, Jibri from Rapid City, South Dakota, and Miona from Serbia, Bilal from Kansas City, and Shahida from Trini, Kara from Charlottesville, Virginia, and Guillermo from Venezuela, Emily from Kansas, and Kobe from Cameroon.
Okay.
So, yeah, I like that. I like that distribution. We've got Ethiopia, Brazil, Egypt, Serbia, Trinidad and Tobago, Venezuela, and Cameroon. We'll see.
Nice.
We'll see.
I don't think there was any Cameroon, right?
I don't know. I don't know if we've had any Cameroonian cast people on before.
If we have, I can't remember.
Nah.
Because it's been 8,000 years since the show started.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started. Am I right, ladies? Shout out to Molly Shannon for that iconic sketch. All right. Well, that's going to do it for... Damn, what a season. this season. But whatever. This shit doesn't stop. Because entropy doesn't stop. And that's what we are. Catalysts for entropy.
Thank you for rocking with us for this entire season.
Absolutely. You can catch us. Where is that at? 90 Day Fiance, 420 Day Fiance, at 420 Day Fiance on Twitter and Instagram. 420 Day Fiance. Where else? You go twitch.tv/420 Day Fiance, patreon.com/420 Day Fiance, and hop in. You know what I mean? 420dayfiance.com. Buy yourself some merch. We'll have some new things coming too. But feast on what is there so far. All right. Until next time, you can find me, Sophia Alexandra, at The Sophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A. Okay? That's on Twitter and Instagram. Also, the other podcast, Private Parts, Unknown with Courtney Kosak, my own Father's Day. Check the socials for other opportunities.
And, of course, you can find me, Miles Gray, at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And you can check out my podcast that is not this podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist. And it's with Jack O'Brien and really fucking dope guests. So you better put it in your ears every single day.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Until next time, we will see you and be good. Bye.
Meow. Meow, meow.
Hey, all right. The community that watches, we are the bacteria. There is not trash without the bacteria. That's what I mean. There is no, it's truly a philosophical question. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like if a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, did it, you know what I mean? Does it make a sound? If trash is not being broadcast on television, is it actual trash?
Does it even exist?
Those could just be some loose files on a hard drive, for all I know. It takes us to look at it and break it down and go, this shit is trash, because that's how the bacteria works. You know what
You're
I mean?
100% correct, and I'm sorry for disrespecting us like that.
That's okay. They're just putting in discarded relationships and people and souls.
And we are digesting them like and we're just little
like... And they're like, oh my God, all right, double the runtime and sell more ads on it. Fuck.
No.
This shit is out of control. Put more ads on it, please, hurry. That's how they fucking think, because we're rampant with it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.